The CHS River Plains Studios. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. And joining me this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Euchre. Good morning, Jen. How are we doing today?
Good morning. I am wonderful. You?
You know, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Today is going to be pretty nice, so I'm not going to complain. Here we are in the middle of January.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I just stepped outside for a moment. Looking like a nice day already.
It surely is. And as always, you've got a lot of animals there at the shelter that, you know, they're just looking for a forever home.
Yes. Right now, our population, you know, it comes in waves. And we were down, I think, last time I talked to you a couple weeks ago, our numbers were looking pretty good. And we are back up there at a really high count again in both the cat area and the dog area. So today I'm just going to talk a little bit about a litter of puppies that we just got in. They are going on about 8 weeks old right now, and they're a breed that we've never had identified, I suppose you could say. They're called Dutch Shepherds, and we actually got two of their older siblings from a different litter in earlier this year. And then here we got another six puppies in, and we made the connection, and they are from the same mom. So they're called Dutch Shepherds, which is a beautiful brindle, browns and blacks and gray color. You can see a little sneak peek of them on our website. They just got their glamour shots taken last night, so we'll be getting them individually listed here in the next couple of days. But a few of them are up at the shelter. A few of them are in foster homes, so you can take a peek at them this coming Saturday during open hours from 11 to 1. Or you can see some of the sneak peeks we have on our Facebook page. Shoot us a message if you're interested in fostering, learning more about them, adopting, volunteering. We've got all kinds of stuff that can be done up at the shelter. But definitely these puppies will be looking for a home very soon, as soon as we get them settled in and vaccinated and ready to go. I also have some really great news. Do you remember Gold Sky? I've talked about him a couple of times. He has been there for his entire life.
I do.
Gold Sky found a home, and he went to a home of his very own last week.
That's wonderful news.
It is. He's been with us for 6 years, I believe, off the top of my head.
Boy, oh boy.
So it is absolutely incredible, yes. So we're anxiously awaiting updates to see how he's doing settling into his new home, but that's quite the event when he found a home. So we're really excited and happy for him about that.
Yeah, it's always great to hear the success stories, but especially like that where he's been there so long and he finally found the right people.
Yep, and that's exactly right. So we wish him the best of luck in his new home and hope everything works out.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah, we've got a new program, a new event that I just listed on our Facebook page yesterday. It's called Forever Yours. It's a Valentine's Day event. We did it last year. It was incredibly popular and people just loved it. So we've increased the number of orders available this year. What it is a box of variety sweets, cupcakes, macaroons, and chocolate dipped strawberries delivered to your special someone on Valentine's Day at home or at the office by our volunteers. It comes with a handwritten card. This treat is only $20, and all proceeds benefit the shelter.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great price and a very cool thing and something special for your Valentine.
Absolutely. So not only are they getting those sweet treats, but they're knowing that, you know, a donation was made in their honor to our rescue. So check that out on our Facebook page. The link to the order form is there. You can do it all online. You tell us what you want written in the card, who it's going to, where it's going. You pick your preferred time slot, and we get it there on Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th. So we do have a limited number of orders, and we probably will sell out. So don't wait till the last minute on that. Go ahead and jump on our Facebook page and get that taken care of. And what a relief to have Valentine's Day all taken care of in January, huh?
Yeah, that would be a great thing. Like you said, don't mess around. Get it taken care of. Get it done.
Right.
And then you're all good to go. And you won't go, oh, no, I forgot. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Days like that just sneak up on you.
They sure do. But we encourage folks to come on out on open hours and check out all the wonderful animals there. We need to get them good homes. And I don't think those puppies are going to stick around very long. They sound adorable.
They're pretty cute, and it's such a. They have a unique look to them. They are just sweet, and they're just been at the shelter here a week now. They're a little scared, a little timid, so we'd like to get them into some foster homes and get them settled into the comfort of a home here as quickly as we can. But they are pretty darn cute. So.
All right. Well, Jen, have a great day today. Enjoy it, and we'll check in next week with you.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. If you want to see the cute and cuddlies, as mentioned, you can check out their Facebook page. Go to peerpaws.com and see what they've got there on their website. They've got some pictures of the animals, and find out more about the Valentine's deal that you can get something for your special someone and help out the animals. Yeah, that's a very cool thing. So there is your Wet Nose Wednesday this morning, brought to you by the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.